Yusta Kaitesi is an expert on rape as a crime of genocide. She's a law professor at the National University of Rwanda. She says rape can be as destructive as killing.
Sexual violence is destroying a person even if you leave their body to exist. You still destroy their inner person. You're destroying the capacity of that person to continue being a person. Today with AIDS, you're actually giving them a longer death. Killing is destruction, I would say, yes. But rape destroys by and by. It doesn't destroy immediately. It destroys by and by.
During the genocide, Hutu rape of Tutsi women and girls was also intended to stop the production of Tutsi babies. Many of the victims were intentionally mutilated so they would never bear children again. The realization that rape was a key weapon of the genocide led the Rwandan government to put it in the highest priority category for prosecution. But as in Bosnia, rape victims found it difficult to come forward. Again, Yusta Kaitesi.
Talking about rape, one of the witnesses in the former Yugoslavia said that for a victim to speak about rape in court is just like being raped again, only this time before a room full of strangers. So that much I know, that for the victims it's not easy.
Rwanda faced many challenges after the genocide. One was how to prosecute hundreds of thousands of perpetrators. It set up a system known as gachacha, informal community courts with lay judges to try the bulk of the cases. But lawmakers worried rape victims would not feel comfortable testifying in the community courts, so they kept rape cases in the regular courts. But ironically, rape survivors don't feel that justice has been served. The regular court system is so broken that most cases have simply languished. Now there's a proposal to transfer them to the gachacha system. Domitila Mukantagwanza oversees the gachacha courts. She says rape victims are ready to speak out.
We have received many requests that why you don't punish rape? And I have discussed with most of the women, are you ready to testify? Are you ready to come before the court and to denounce these people who raped you? They say, yes, we are ready. We do not have to hide anything. Everyone knows that we have been raped. It has been committed publicly. They can talk about this because they want to have those who raped them punished.
But a powerful organization of genocide survivors, IBUKA, has come out against the plan. Teodoro Simurudali is the group's president.
Le viol, c'est un péché extraordinaire, je dirais.
Rape is an extraordinary sin. It violates a person's most intimate self. The women who were raped kept it secret, even up to today. International law prescribes these crimes be tried in secret, not in public. These should be trials behind closed doors. The rape cases cannot be transferred to gachacha because these proceedings are in public. The judges are non-professionals. They are illiterate or semi-illiterate. It would be unacceptable to hold these trials in public.
Domitila Mukantagwanza downplays the weaknesses of the gachacha system. She thinks it can be adapted to protect rape victims. Usually, gachacha sessions are outdoors and attended by community members. But rape cases could be heard indoors, in closed sessions, she says.
We are going to see how to protect a victim. But we think also that if it is decided, we are going to see how to have some trauma counselors within the room, and also some security officers within the room to guarantee the security, and also our representative, they are going to be there.
That's unlikely to sway critics, including legal experts outside Rwanda who say the gachacha trials don't measure up to international standards. But Mukantagwanza is proud of what the gachacha system has achieved so far. It's rendered speedy judgments in hundreds of thousands of genocide cases. She says moving the rape cases to gachacha will ensure they are heard. She also thinks seeing justice done will encourage rape victims who haven't spoken up yet to file their cases. The law professor, Yusta Kaitesi, has thought hard about what it would mean to move rape to the gachacha courts. She has come around to thinking it's a good idea. Otherwise, she says, sexual violence is made invisible yet again.
If you elevate it and you never hear it in court, you consciously know that it's one of the crimes that we are committed, but you have lost it in the system. you have not condemned it, and therefore you have followed the same past, like sexual violence has taken all over the past in the whole world.
If the Rwandan government approves the move, thousands of rape cases from the genocide will begin to make their way through the Gacaca system. It's not clear whether rape survivors will embrace the move or not, but they may well decide that the way things are going, imperfect justice is better than painfully slow justice or no justice at all. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Kigali, Rwanda.